A lesson from Japan on how American factories are connected to collapsing stock prices. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. The S&P 500 falls 2.3% yesterday. Today, the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong falls 2.9%, and Japan's Nikkei falls 4.2%. But it's not just Asian markets picking up a psychological cue from New York. The BBC's Duncan Bartlett has been watching this from Tokyo. Mr. Bartlett, good morning.
Good morning.
2% drop yesterday, more than 4% drop today. It starts to add up to be a bad stretch for stocks based in Tokyo.
Well, the Japanese are quite puzzled as to what's going on, really, with the markets. And in fact, the Japanese economics minister, Akira Amari, has said Japan's economy is in a good state. So, yes, today's fall, significant, but let's keep it in perspective.
Now, this fall that we've seen in share prices is being played out against the backdrop of Japanese economic policy that is supposed to bring about stimulus. The term is Abenomics.
Yes, that's related to the name of the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's keen to take the credit for the economic improvement in Japan. It's designed to help businesses by lowering the value of the yen, putting an end to deflation. But you see, sometimes Japan is a victim of its own success. So really, this sudden drop in the Nikkei is about that very close financial relationship between the US and Japan, and the fact that investors can move vast sums of money around the world very quickly. Indeed. So when they hear bad news about US manufacturing, they throw their money into the Japanese yen, which then leads to a fall in Japanese shares.
The BBC's Duncan Bartlett in Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.
The key headline to watch today is one due in about 3 hours from the Commerce Department. December factory orders. It's coming after yesterday's very weak report drawn from a January survey of people who do the ordering at factories. That one showed the biggest drop in factory orders in 33 years. The number of manufacturing jobs in America has been inching up, but there are 2 million fewer of those jobs since the start of the recession. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
Most economists say factories are hiring fewer people because workers are so much more productive now, so you don't need as many. And IHS economist Mike Montgomery says workers are now using very sophisticated tools.
If you cut something perfectly to plan with a laser, you don't have to smooth off the edges with a file in order to make it look nice.
There are other reasons for the fall in factory work. Scott Paul is president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, a group formed by manufacturers and the United Steelworkers. He says U.S. exports are down, even though we're officially out of the recession. Paul says blame the dollar.
The dollar gained some steam in the aftermath of recessions, and that makes our exports less competitive. It makes imports a little cheaper.
Plus, Paul says the economy is still underperforming. He'd like to see a dose of government stimulus spending to goose the economy and get factories humming, so manufacturers need more workers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the stock market numbers now. The FT100 in London is down 0.4%, but after the Dow's 326-point, 2.1% drop yesterday, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up right now. When there's a problem with a child, abuse, neglect, some may call social services, and after an investigation, about 400,000 children a year will end up in foster care. Now, foster families get paid between $500 and $1,000 a month by one estimate, but there is a parallel, cheaper system where children can be sent to live with other family members. Cheaper but better, Sally Herships reports.
Sheila Brockington is 60 and a foster caregiver for her granddaughter and great-granddaughter. Brockington says she could take care of the kids on her own, but money would be tight. She's a home health aid attendant and earns $10 an hour.
A small can of baby milk is $17 by itself, you know, and this little baby I got like to eat.
Brockington's 15-year-old granddaughter, Terea, also gets support through the foster care system.
Terea will get a tutor if she needs it for after school, right? A therapist if she needs that.
And the new baby could be provided with a crib, a car seat, and clothing. But in some states like Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia, more kids are getting sent to family, but outside the foster system. According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, that often means there's no financial support or caregivers don't know if it's available. States may save money, but there may be no oversight for the kids. Shaniqua Henry is Brockington's case supervisor at Children's Village in the Bronx. She says family members can be too lenient to moms or dads who want to see the children they've lost.
Sure, you can take them. Sure, they can spend a night, even if they weren't supposed to spend a night.
Fred Wilson is with the University of Chicago's Chapin Hall Center for Children. He says it's not just money. The argument is also about values. There's a delicate balance between a family's right to privacy and the interest of the community that kids are safe. Besides, most people raise their children without government intervention.
Every day, parents, without the involvement of the state, are making arrangements to care for their children when they themselves cannot.
But almost all the experts I spoke with agree that kids are best with their families if they're safe. In the Bronx, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And we reported last week that Google is selling its Motorola division, but among the assets the search giant plans to keep are some of the inventions from Motorola's Advanced Technology Group. Like what? Like a pill you swallow so you don't have to type in passwords. It beams an identifying signal when mixed with stomach acid. It's not in production at this point, although it is reportedly FDA approved. But doesn't the pill... Yes, you do have to keep taking them. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report on APM, American Public Media.